Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
You might remember last week we spoke to Jim Brown, the American husband of an Irish citizen who's facing deportation from the United States. Now, Donna Hughes Brown was arrested earlier this summer when she returned to the United States from Ireland after she and Jim travelled here for a funeral and a short holiday. Donna has lived in the US since she was 11 years old and she has a green card. However, in 2015, she wrote a $25 cheque while her bank account was overdrawn, which led her to receiving probation at the time. A little earlier, I spoke to Jim for an update on the case and I asked about her deportation hearing, which took place yesterday.
They postponed it till the 29th of October.
So nothing will happen until the 29th of October now?
Well, my attorney is trying to get a habeas corpus done and try to get her out sooner than that.
And tell me, have you been able to see Donna or speak to her? Because I know she was in medical solitary, wasn't she?
I can speak to her.
Okay.
I can speak to her. Yeah. And I mean, that's improved, but not much. But she's still in general population.
So she's not in medical solitary anymore?
No, no.
Okay. So tell me what she's saying to you and how she is.
Well, it's just crazy that this is even happening. And I mean, she's very distraught right now because they continue to delay and make excuses.
So tell me a little bit about what happened then in the intervening period, Jim, because I know what you'd been hoping was that the hearing would happen and that Donna would be coming home to you. And clearly, you've hit another roadblock.
Right. Well, the attorney, she told the judge that my wife's due process rights were violated, and the judge got mad at her. And usually when somebody gets mad, it's because she's right, and then ended up postponing it, is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't expect a real argument. He just wanted to railroad her like they're doing everybody else.
And how does Donna feel now about this delay till the 29th?
It's just awful. It's just crazy. There's no reason that you keep somebody in jail for something they did 10 freaking years ago.
And at the time, it was what we would call here a bounced check, where she made out a check for $25.
100%. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
And Jim,
that she took care of before she ever went to court.
Jim, can I ask you about finances here? Because the last time we spoke, you told me about how you're paying for the attorney, but also because Donna's not with you and Donna normally works, Donna's income is gone now from your household. How are you managing?
Well, I have a decent job. It doesn't make sense to me how somebody that is not in the same position we are could make it. No way.
Mm-hmm.
No way. I mean, I have a decent job. I mean, I'm doing okay, but it's still expensive. I mean, I spent $700 yesterday on a filing fee.
And how's the family? I know she has, Donna has five children, five grandchildren. Everybody must be just distraught and confused.
It's terrible. It's stupid. I mean, it is so one-sided and unfair that it's absolutely crazy. And that's the deal. It's so, I'm going to be on the phone today. I'm going to call. I'm literally going to go through every senator and every congressman and see to try to get endorsements or something so they will be a voice for her.
So, Jim, tell me about the next steps then. What are you going to do? Is there anything you can do before the 29th to move this on?
My attorney is trying to do what they call a habeas corpus, and that's a lack of due process rights. And if she gets it, then we can get a dismissal.
In the meantime, though, are you satisfied that Donna is okay in detention?
No, not at all. She doesn't belong in jail. There's zero reason that that woman should be in jail. None.
Well, Jim, we will keep in touch with you and we wish you and Donna well.
Okay.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.